put the coffee go mug down. Dad, you can either watch your daughter play hockey or drink that double-double, but you can't do both at the same time. New signs in area recreation facilities have been set up in full view of patrons over the last week, restricting all consumption of food and drink inside the buildings. New signs at the doors of Bonneville's Centennial Center mean that even a cup of coffee or half a sandwich brought into the building contravenes the regulations for any facility not participating in the province's Restriction Exemption Program, REP. In Lac La Biche, a community in a similar situation with its large recreation complex operating at one-third occupancy restrictions after municipal councillors declined to implement the REP plan, signs restricting eating and drinking inside the building are now in full view. While the large signs in the hallways are new, the restriction isn't, says Lac La Biche County spokesperson Jihad Mograbi. There were already signs posted within the facility, particularly in the food court and arenas, but we wanted to make them more prominent for patrons, said Mograbi, after the signs became a part of the main hallways last Wednesday. Students at J.A. Williams High School, which connects to the Bold Center, have been following the takeout option since school began in September, with most ordering food from the food court vendors and eating outside or in vehicles. Mograbi said the same option has been in place for all patrons of the Bold Center since provincial officials gave municipalities the option in September to choose either restrictions on occupancy and food service or the REP program. It's up to individuals, but they cannot eat inside of the Bold Center. The Bold Center has tables available outside of the food court and under patio area. With the recent snowfall, this may not be ideal, but facilities staff have been working to keep the outdoor tables and areas accessible. Signs at the Centennial Arena in Bonneville warn visitors that they can be asked to leave if they contravene the regulations. The Lac La Biche signs don't offer any penalties. To my knowledge, only Alberta Health Services has authority to fine those not following COVID measures, said Mograbi when asked if municipal staff or peace officers would enforce the restrictions. There have been some exceptions to the restrictions in recent days, however, including a 10-team volleyball tournament that did allow food and beverages to be consumed inside the playing area of the Bold Center volleyball courts. Mograbi said the unique arrangement between the Bold Center and the adjoining school does allow for some approved modifications. Schools have always been a bit different as per AWS and provincial orders. They book the facilities and are responsible for ensuring they comply with school measures, and they develop plans to keep teams within rented space or school space for eating, he said. Downloaded being forced to choose between the REP program and restricted access has not sat well with Lac La Biche County's elected officials. And based on the response to their formal request to have the provincial government make those kinds of decisions instead of downloading them, it seems other provincial municipalities feel the same. Last week at the Alberta Municipalities Conference, formerly the Alberta Urban Municipalities Association, Lac La Biche County presented a resolution calling for all municipalities to support their demand that the provincial government stop passing down decisions on COVID-based health restrictions. It is therefore resolved that the AUMA contact the Premier and the Minister of Health of the Government of Alberta to advocate for provincial health restrictions and decisions to be made by the provincial government, and not downloaded onto municipalities, stated the resolution. With almost 90% approval of the 480 municipal delegates voting in favour, the resolution was passed, and will be an action item of the Alberta Municipalities Group.